Now recording. No, but it's me now.
Bad.
I can't believe I can't believe who it turned out to be. Like the demographics he fit in. It's so fucking crazy. Oh, as far as the UnitedHealthcare CEO? Yeah, I don't it's like I don't I mean killing someone is like is like just excessive, but also I mean like I don't know, are you allowed to kill anyone that is just acting inside of a system? Like I feel like politicians who or healthcare policymakers are more at fault than fucking whatever his name is, Brian Thompson. Well, it's also like the wrong person. Like large companies like that, they're not owned by the CEO. The CEO is essentially like trying to juggle the interests of like 12 board members. And ultimately the board members are the ones that say, "No, my shares have to return a higher dividend this year. You need to do this." So, it's not even like the in terms of like levels removed, like he is not even close to the person that is causing any sort of harm from that company. Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know. Does that responsibility even fall on United? Like, United is not paying for it per the terms, but like, I mean, is the are the hospitals fighting price transparency too hard? What? Okay, so what's the desired result that CEOs start working against the demands of their shareholders and boards? They're just gonna be fired, and then another guy's gonna get put in. Like, you know what I mean? As far as affecting, well, then target the shareholders. Like, as far as like affecting change. I would not go to this guy for effective execution or effective intent behind a plan. He does not seem very hinged. Well, he's a CEO of a giant healthcare company. Yeah. But I don't. But what's the evidence for that? That he was the CEO of a healthcare company? Yeah, that's crazy. But innocent of what? I'm not even saying like limiting the responsibility, but like the CEO position at one of those companies is just to execute whatever the board, hey, you have to deny more claims so I get more money. So like if the idea No, I'm not saying I just prefaced it with not to remove responsibility and to say this, but as far as like attempting to affect change, you're like gonna scare CEOs, so they're just gonna get someone that is okay with security. Like, I don't think that we're gonna run out of people that are going to enter that particular space. So like I feel like I don't know, if you kill like a board member or a shareholder, it's not gonna make news. If you kill a politician that is, you know, lo gets lobbied by hospitals or even by insurers that is affecting policy that's allowing the insurance companies to do poorly, that would probably make the news. Not as easy to kill a politician. So like I don't know if he's like, I want to kill someone in the healthcare system and have it make news. Sure, he picked a great target. If he wanted to actually change anything, I feel like he didn't do it. I feel like he wanted to kill someone. Okay, so you kill the CEO. What now? CEOs are to be scared? What's. I don't, first off, I don't think that's true. Second off, I, no. I mean, we've had, very anecdotal. What, de a decade would take us to 2014? So Donald Trump running on repealing Medicare or repealing Obamacare, Republicans taking Congress, that's equally as much in the news, probably more dispersed because it's not like one person that was in charge of a healthcare company died. But like, I don't know. Okay, so. But that's a. You guys just said talking about healthcare specifically, you've now moved the goalpost to talking about premiums specifically in the news. No, but you've changed because I mentioned something that had larger. That had. No. And as far as like, can I get the stream? No, United Healthcare, do healthcare. Do healthcare and go as far back as it goes. No. Wait, it's a decade. It's a dotted line. That's a dotted line. No, come on. No, hover over it. Values for what? Have incomplete data available. Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough. I'll leave healthcare. But I mean, either way, like, okay, a guy burns himself in front of an embassy for Palestine, and that's like immediately left the consciousness. So again, as far as affecting anything. Oh. Yeah, they caught him. Wait, what does the McDonald's price? Either way, yeah, I don't think this is a way of even an acceptable way of going about affecting change. Well, I mean, so okay, if someone is like particularly animated about a problem, should they just go kill like a random person that's part of a power structure that they dislike? And they're like, you know what? Something happened. I'm gonna go. No, but I'm saying it's. So, Well, I mean, if it's shooting people in the street gets encouraged, everyone's likelihood of having that list goes up. Josh, you did mention that, most times to affect change inside of a system in human history, someone gets killed, but it's still a judgment call on the system by a single person. So, like, sure, maybe most people agree with his judgment call on the system, but like, who's the next person that's going to decide that they're judge, jury, and executioner of a system that they didn't like? And as far as like claim denials, I mean, is UnitedHealth the largest? I'm not gonna like advocate for this thing. Yeah, so that, I mean, no, that's what I'm saying. No, it's still percentage. So you could blame United for denying people stuff, which is maybe really shitty, but they're also covering a larger amount of people. I would have to guess the striations of people that have coverage. They're probably people that are getting very minimal coverage because it's all they can afford, and the other places aren't even deciding to mess with whoever. So percentage of claim denials, like, yeah, it's super shitty, but oh, no, 100%. And that's the case with like insurances in general. Like, they're not kind. It's like, but did you really, does this follow exact, like, they're, it's inherently a lawyer apparatus, which I am, for one, not for lawyer apparatuses that nickel and dime semantics on whether you're covered or not. Definitely, like, but like, that seems like an indictment of, I don't know, like, maybe this guy should have had one hell of a day in New York and found all the healthcare CEOs. Maybe that would have been like, I dislike private insurance. But as far as, like having a company cater to people that may have to get like shoestring health coverage, like you could argue that they're as bad as like loan sharks in like very poor areas that do payday loans for like 70% APR. No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm saying that you guys are interrupting me. No, you guys are interrupting me. I'm saying they're both bad. I'm saying we should not find a payday loan CEO and shoot them in the head. Yeah. That's where I draw the line. I think we should just not let those people operate as bad people instead of killing them. No, I don't disagree with like actually probably 99% of what you said. It's the even the part of like it is easier to make money if you are not a good person in the US, just straight up. Like it is much, much easier if you're like, I'm gonna lie, cheat, and steal. You will make a lot of money just by virtue of most people won't do that. Definitely true of people like healthcare CEOs, lots of fucking scammy ass places that don't actually seemingly do any sort of good. But yeah, like as far as affecting change, I mean, I guess I'll be proven wrong if anything good comes of this. I don't actually believe the system will let anything good come of this because it set a bad precedent. So I think by construction, it's sort of just gonna sit there. Well, he's got a list and he's checking it twice. I'm sure someone could sneak it on there and he wouldn't notice. What do you mean based off of population sizes? What that it's high. Oh, I wasn't making a statistical argument that it's not higher. I wouldn't doubt that it's higher. It's like, average interest rate of auto loan by fucking lender. I wouldn't be surprised if there's like one lender that lends to only low income and has like a 27% auto loan. And if I had to make a judgment call on which auto company or loan company is run by fucking assholes and is pieces of shit, it would be the one that caters to low income where they can fuck them over on interest rates. If it was a healthcare company, it'd be the one that caters to low income where they can fuck them over on premiums because they know they're ill-equipped to, say, prosecute or litigate any sort of claim verbiage. I cannot co-sign the murder. I think it sets a bad precedent for schizophrenic people everywhere. Like, that guy down at the hardware shop didn't sell me a hammer. I need to affect change in this system. I don't. I. It's. Because the CIA has an interest in CEOs staying alive, but yeah, so they won't be shot by incels anytime soon. But yeah, I mean, it's so gross. The guy is also fucking. The guy is so. Josh, you just heard that they caught him, so I'm guessing you have not seen his online presence. He is a techno health maximizing terminally online Twitter data engineer. Yeah, he's got a master's in CS from UPenn. His family is almost certainly wealthier than the CEO that he shot, which is very, very interesting. Yeah, they also deleted his. They also suspended his Twitter. But yeah, his family. Yeah, that's the joke I made. Maybe. I mean, yeah. What else did? Yeah, his family owns like a series of country clubs and like malls in Maryland or something. His cousin is a representative in Maryland, like a House of Reps. Yeah. Why didn't you just talk to your cousin? It is like, I don't know. Also, in the context of seeing him, like, successful grad, he just, it's just very weird. Like, the him being able to pay for premiums argument or pay for out-of-pocket costs or whatever is kind of gone, considering how much money his family had. So it's like really, people think he had a, oh, I mean, actually, yeah, Josh, wow, I could do the whole expose to you because I was just fucking scrolling this the whole day. So he injured his spine. People think he fell on a hike. He's a very avid hiker. He injured his spine and had chronic back pain. People think he had chronic back pain and experimented with psychedelics in order to try to lower the back pain, and it gave him a schizophrenic break, and he went and killed the CEO. He disappeared from his friends and family. Like, no one that he knows has seen him for 6 months. Yeah. Yeah, they slipped him. I mean, yeah. He read the dead drop wrong. Well, he definitely looked up how to do what he did at the very least. He 3D printed the tech skills coming in handy. What else did he do? Yeah, he. Well, I mean, they might double down on opposing his views. One of his more popular tweets was him calling out directly the name brands of fleshlights that they should ban in Japan because he thinks that they're not making enough people. He's very natalist and was like, the real feel pocket pussy, they have to stop selling that in Japan. It was like a real post of his. He called out the brand name. So crazy. Maybe the guy that killed Shinzo Abe is like the son of the healthcare CEO, and he's like, I gotta get one back for Shinzo Abe. Jesus Christ. Yeah, he's very pro-natalist. What other shit did he have on? Oh, yes. So he was very pro-natalist. He has a Goodreads account. So all the books that he read are on there, and people are screenshotting and laughing. But this is the thing that is crazy. So he has on his Goodreads Industrial Society and Its Consequences. He wrote like a like several paragraph review. Talking about how good it was, like essentially Ted Kaczynski explains industrial society as like mathematical lemmas, and then he rated it a 4 out of 5. Yeah, it is the manifesto of manifestos. Yeah, industrial society and its consequences. So he read that and was like, yeah, which is so funny. Not even my favorite book. Yeah. I think. Yeah, I think Ted, I think he might have actually been an MK Ultra, but yeah, which apparently someone who went to Harvard as an undergrad and got a PhD in mathematics from University of Michigan, they thought this guy is really stable. People who study math for this long are super stable. Let's give him a bunch of chemicals and fuck with him. Like, yeah, dude, totally. Yes. Yeah. The natural numbers are easier. Sure.
First house. Listen, he doesn't. Listen, Vlad, he didn't impale people that often, okay? It's more of, it's kind of like, he did not kill people that often.
You release a swarm of bats one time, and all of a sudden you're the bat guy. I'm sure there was a
Yeah, I think they probably were like, we're running out of firewood. We have the bones of our enemies, and they're like, toss them in, and they're like, yo, this fucking sword's hard as shit now. Like, ding, ding, ding. Like, do we have any more enemies? Like, we can go find them.
Meta-narrative. Well, I mean, you think this might have been made by, what was that guy's name? Heron. Oh yeah. Well, I mean that could be a pseudonym for Rector.
What the fuck?
Dyvek looks relieved. Heck is very far away, so he's drawing no conclusions. You better hope he doesn't break canon. We're gonna burn a hero point. Well, I feel like trying to teleport won't get us exactly what we want. Like, it won't be super informative. Yeah, let's burn the hero point. We're at the start of this session. It can't go wrong. Or is this a mythic point? So I add 10? Why does it say my proficiency is 25? Oh, is this from? It has to be more than APB. Okay, so am I adding 35? Jesus. 41. Fair enough. You don't think they'll just have an 8th level raised dead for us? Just waiting at the local tavern? Wait, so are we're trying to figure out what to use the 18 levels on or something? Yeah. True Endless Grimoire. The extra 7th level spell for Dyvex will be instrument. No. Do we have an idea of conversion? Like, if we were to provide like a vial, did we already provided some vials to give it consciousness, right? I'm done. I guess if that's the only method, I mean, I don't think it's the only method we're going to have for ascension. If we're even ascending at all, I don't know if ascending is necessary to. Wait, raise dead. Oh, we have to. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. And then we could get like goggles of the night or something. Or yeah, a potion of healing. We just won't do that.
And you have guidance.
Okay, so Dyvex can keep 100 bulk in his shadow. He currently has 90 bulk left. A fine mask is level 0 and 2 gold pieces. It has negligible bulk, which means 10 of it is light bulk or 100 is 1 bulk. So 90 times 100 times 2 is like 18,000 gold worth of masks. If we just shove and then Don, can you reverse engineer political favors? I actually also think that you could do that because you have just the thing where you can stub in a crafting check for so if someone is like, "How do political favors work?" You'd be like, "I don't know. Let me think of a fucking a Stirling engine that describes that to me accurately." Atmosphere. Well, I'm seeing what? Yeah, they're well, I think that bulk column is not. Oh, for level 0. Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's a good point actually. Let me remove that. And okay, so I found clockwork dials. They also have negligible bulk, which means one bulk of them is 100. So that gets us to 180,000 gold pieces worth of clockwork dials. Can Well, this is the thing. We're not going to do it bulk. We're just going to keep them. And then anytime we can, we're going to try to sell one. Like, by the way, do you have any interest in clockwork dials? How long would it take to make how many is this? 9,000 clockwork dials. Hold on. Hell yeah. It's in there. It's in there. We have them. It's recorded. Divex's shadow is full.
Beats me. That's why they're worth 20 gold pieces per. That's why there's $180,000 of them among 9,000. We could count the hours with these bad boys. No, anytime you give us the option to have something in bulk, like a ridiculous amount of thing on our person, I dive in. Like when we just filled a portable hole with a boat and water and it just stayed for half the campaign because we didn't have to use it. Wait, don't we have a, did we ever agree to buy the portable hole? That's, no. We put the bike. Stop with, you said don't have the bike. We were like, but we, maybe. And then Josh was like, he'll be pissed. Yeah, and then Josh said, well, he'll be pissed, and we'll say, okay, we'll leave it. No, you said yes. Divex. Divex also has Synchronize, which does exactly what Levmir is describing, and it's like a first level spell. Also, double also, Divex has the cantrip that tells you the exact time that it is. Well, also, don't we want to hang around a day and get an idea for how much divine energy yields levels? Yeah. Call it a Sharpen coin. We get we, I mean, they're made at the same rate, one day per. Or is it only one day for the? Oh, sick.
Yeah.
What level is a gold piece? No. Not don't forge. Just say forge, like they're fake. Yeah, but I mean, make legitimate gold pieces. Yeah, I don't know. What does it taste like? Yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay.
We were about to do like a this from Inglourious Basterds. Like we'll have like two pints of whatever, and then we go to pay with like gold from not this country, and they're like, Is gold precious? It's not a scam, Josh. Exactly. Then they go sell it as gold. So it's worth some midpoint between iron and gold because you can trick people into buying it. Soundly. Yeah.
Hummable?
Dyvex will kindly request Levmir to get in the portable hole and be like, what do you mean? We can't have a star in the portable. Yeah. Yeah, literally everyone's fucking scrying divine fucking head beam is just blah, 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 blah. They have a god killing needle and they're in arrest? Like. Well. Where's my. Okay, so I'm looking at the map of the Occident. We're on that little peninsula south of Sarengrad, if I recall correctly. With the two dots. Where has Where? Okay. Well, But I don't think we should either. Like expeditious retreat. Maybe not prepared.
Nice artifact. They know where we're at. So, Josh, the lab that Divex worked out of was in Saringrad? Fuck. Do you guys want to go to Kirov? We have no reason to go to Kirov. Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll get him on the way out. Yeah. All right. I say artifact in Saringrad, but I think it's is it 2-2? Well, actually, how about Schism? Do you want to see the artifact? Saran, do you want to see the artifact? Do we still have that sentient cauldron? Do they have a vote? Hey. Yeah, to 30 feet. So if I upcast it, then we don't need to have the same language. I can make an earthquake. We could just plane shift and fucking hang out with Ashmont's corpse or whatever. Divex, not to them. They trust him. I can bring us to hell if you guys want. But Divex, no. Yeah. So, Divex can send a message. Who do we want to talk to?
Alright, I imagine the broker has a high save, so I guess we'll see. Yeah. This is the crystal ball we have. You can scry and communicate telepathically with the target. Alright, sure. I have two uses today, so, you know, if he doesn't pick up, we've got another call. Blah, blah, blah. 10 minutes, frequency types per day. Cast a DC 33. Oh, no, this is the upper crystal ball. Scrying is DC 39 and gives you the benefit of telepathy, so it's a scrying spell. Yeah. Yeah. Good thing DC 39 is impossible. No, it's the ball's DC. We literally watched him watch us on the Jumbotron be like, we got the needle.
Yeah, he knows the heat that's on us now. He's like, yeah. So close. Then make him rear. Do we want to? Oh. There any Reddit is? Not right now, but we're working on it.
Unfortunately, it's full.
Dyvex, can Dyvex open the portable hole in the orb? I think that makes sense. All right, Dyvex will open the portable hole. I'll be like, fine, and then he'll just barf out half of the clocks. I mean, still means I need to barf out 100 clocks to fit it. Dyvex. True. Well, the clocks are important too, but we'll keep them, you know. Terrifying. No, I think we need to speed up whatever we're doing here and what we're doing here. No, not artifact. Sarengrad. Immediate Sarengrad. Yeah.
Well, give us your power. Wait, hold on. Am I legendary in occultism yet? I am. No, I. Oh no, this has a range. It's annoying. Yeah, you could shameless request. Depending on how Josh rules this, I could frighten the entire planet. There's a feat, disturbing knowledge. It's a two action feat for people that are master in occultism. You just utter dark truths of the world, and it scares people. And if you boo! And you give like 90% of the planet heart attacks? Boo! Scare. Well, also, why do we want to scare like innocent people in like Dolores? Everyone, get on a table 3 feet high and jump in exactly 15 seconds. It just implodes. We kill the Phoebus.
Okay.
It's not just dark, it's advanced darkness.
Same.
Yeah.
I left my wallet at home. Yeah.
Watch. I didn't offer anything. It'd be weird for me to walk up. Potency is different than item bonus. They're added separately. Okay. Trying to figure out how I'm not gonna die real quick. What do we have at the plus one? The Hold on. I don't have anything to re-roll anything. I'm none of my gear. I think I'm cooked. No. That's it. Crit fail.
29. Okay. Yay.
Pray tell, monster. The yurt. How big is the yurt? How about this? How about we get in the orb, you disassemble it, and we're out of here? How long would it take you to disassemble it?
Sure. I am at full.
Don, do you want to roll? Divex will roll perception. Thirty-six. What? Yeah, Divex is probably best equipped to drive. We shall raft away.
Did his battery, not his headphone battery. One one zero zero one one zero one one zero.
Not a lot, but some things, yeah.
Blood. I do think it's very funny because it's not like, oh, finally we've got our enemies, now time to get them. It's more like Kharkov has the took the deal where you get $10 million, but a snail follows you, and if it touches you, you die. And all of a sudden, someone's like, "Hey, the snail's behind you." He's like, "What? They're at all risk." Like, he's like, "They're." Yeah. No, it's actually more like it's more like you're in your bathroom and you're like taking a shower and there's a spider on the wall and you like try to kill it but it gets away, and then later in the day someone tells you the spider has a gun. Yeah, and he's out of the bathroom. He no longer likes the bathroom. You're like, "What? Where is he?" Yeah.
Does he? Well, no. But this is the thing. They're gonna read through the dossier and read what we did, and then they're gonna take our action patterns and try to predict what we're gonna do next, and they're gonna fuck themselves. It's horrific. You can't do it. So they're gonna be like, "Oh, these guys tend to avoid the big confrontation, so we've got a little bit of time before they come back. They might get a little stronger, but we can prepare, and we're gonna be at his front door next session." We're literally going to be there next session. We're going to be blowing up the entrance to what it's RC3 has the gun that damaged the broker. Is it RC3 or is it RC8? Okay, fair enough. Yeah, so RC8, we're going to blow open the doors of RC8 and be like, "You guys fucking know everything. Give us the fucking bullshit." And just fucking kill a bunch of people. Yeah, it's not fair. I can just imagine Kharkov and the slip seer, and Kharkov's like at his desk, like reading through it. The slip seer is reading through it at the other side, like in one of the auxiliary chairs for the desk. And you just see, like, to the left of them, there's like a big window, and he's just like, "Well, they tend to avoid direct conflict, so they're probably not going to come directly for us." And then the slip seer will say, "That's a good point, but they're very unpredictable." He's like, "You're right. They might come directly here. But if we know they're coming directly here, then they won't do it." And then the slip series, "But if they think that you're not going to be prepared, they'll still come." And then all of a sudden, you just see in the background just the orb getting closer and closer, getting bigger and bigger. "You're right. But if we prepare now, then either way, we'll be prepared if they come here now or if they don't. But what if we're wasting resources not looking for them? You're right. We might have to spend resources." And then just boom, the orb comes through the window.
Yeah. Sure.
Me. Yeah.
We were in great need of a rest. You kept asking me like, do you have a spot? No, I can't play for it. The one thing that I had was if the robot got too close, I would have cast disappearance on Marza or on Levmir and then hopped in the orb and been like, we were fucking out of here. Fly the orb. Run. Probably, but. Also, I was gonna say, kind of a crazy. It is an innocent enough nickname, but it is not. It's not. You're so, dude, there's so many. Harold. Yeah, you gotta. I've.
The Phoebe. Lutzing. It's ripped by the robot. That's enough times to build a reputation. Peace.